Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Texas ban on migrant arrests extended.
U.S. DOJ and the ACLU continue to fight the law.
A Biden Netanyahu phone call?
He asked the prime minister to send a delegation to Washington.
Easy access birth control pill.
Now available online and on Amazon.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A lot of activity at the Supreme Court today. The High Court has extended its block on a Texas law that would give police broad powers to arrest migrants suspected of illegally entering the U.S. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito indefinitely extending his order blocking Senate Bill 4 from going into effect. The law would make it a crime to illegally enter Texas from Mexico, allowing local police to arrest migrants and state judges deport them.
Meantime, Chief Justice Roberts has denied ex-Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro's bid to stay out of prison while he appeals his conviction of contempt of Congress. Navarro is set to surrender to a federal prison in Miami tomorrow afternoon. The Supreme Court now considers whether the government crossed a constitutional line by pressuring social media platforms to take down content it deemed misleading on topics like COVID-19 and the 2020 presidential election. Louisiana Solicitor General Benjamin Aguinaga in an exchange with Justice Brett Kavanaugh over an example.
Factually inaccurate information, and if the government says our view of that is that it's false, they can absolutely say that. But if they do more and they say you need to take this down. You should take it down.
That's a problem.
First Amendment issue, Your Honor.
The Republican-led states of Missouri and Louisiana and five individual social media users sued the administration. It's now easier for women to get one brand of birth control pill, no prescription required, CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Online sales have begun for O-Pill. It's the first over-the-counter birth control now available online and on Amazon. A one-month supply is $20, and the company says that for privacy, the orders will be sent in plain, unbranded boxes. Retailers like CVS Pharmacy and Walgreens will soon also have it online, and by next month, in-store.
President Biden and Israel's prime minister picked up the phone today. CBS's Stacey Lynn on what they discussed.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president told Netanyahu why he was so deeply concerned about a proposed ground operation in Rafah.
More than a million people have taken refuge in Rafah. They have nowhere else to go. And Israel has not presented us or the world with a plan for how or where they would safely move those civilians.
He also asked the prime minister to send a delegation to Washington to discuss the plan.
Wall Street rises ahead of a big week for central banks. The Dow closed up 76 points. The Nasdaq surged 130. Now this.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump say it is impossible for him to post a bond covering the full amount of his $454 million New York civil fraud judgment while he appeals. CBS's Graham Case.
Trump's company approached more than 30 surety corporations proposing to pledge as collateral a combination of cash or unencumbered real estate holdings, but the vast majority were simply unwilling to accept the risk associated with such a large bond.
Congress is racing to approve another round of government funding to avert a partial shutdown. CBS's Scott McFarland says funding the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security are among the handful of government agencies.
By Friday, they have to figure out a compromise on how to fund the Department of Homeland Security as well as all those other agencies. We likely should or need to see something on paper by the end of today or tomorrow for them to make this deadline of Friday.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The Pentagon allegedly mishandles the bodies of more than 200 service members. CBS's David Martin says, according to the inspector general, it apparently happened while trying to perform autopsies.
According to the IG report, the medical examiner either failed to notify the next of kin that it had retained an organ for further study or failed to ask the next of kin for instructions on how to dispose of the organ once the investigation was complete.
Olympic gold medal winner Caitlyn Jenner is throwing her support behind a Nassau County, New York executive order banning biological males from competing in women's sports at county facilities. Jenner, a transgender woman, suggests a lot of thought and case studies went into this decision.
The biological realities that exist that provide for advantages and even lead to physical harm when trans women or biological males compete in sports against women.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Gemini and Apollo astronaut Tom Stafford has died at 93.
Tom Stafford was the pilot for the first rendezvous in space in 1965. He commanded another Gemini mission the next year, and in 1969, the Apollo 10 moon landing dress rehearsal, which took him to within 9 miles of the surface.
One thing that always amazed me were the size of the boulders.
In 1975, he commanded the Apollo-Soyuz joint flight with the Soviet Union.
Moscow is go for docking. Houston is go for docking.
It became known as the handshake in space.
Come in here and shake hands.
It's not an overstatement to say Tom Stafford's flights were essential to winning the race to the moon and building a space station. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
It can be a real drag dealing with a bunch of clowns, unless they really are clowns. Grab your squishy red nose and big shoes. The annual World Clown Association Conference is underway in Orlando. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, March 18th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.